God be with you, and welcome to worship at Knox United Church in Parksville, BC. We're delighted that you are joining us in this virtual worship on this Mother's Day celebration and the sharing of the good news of the Kingdom of God among us. We begin by lighting our Christ candle, which reminds us that the light of Christ is always burning within us and all around us, showing us the way. We are now going to pass the peace of Christ with one another as a reminder that even though we may be worshiping alone in our homes or with loved ones, that we are always the body of Christ together around the world, and that members of our own community of faith and others are joining together. And so we offer and extend the peace of Christ to one another, saying, "Peace be with you." We do that in our imagination and in our hearts as we listen to the beautiful prelude of Jenny Vincent. The ancient mystics recognized that God is not only our Father, but also our Mother, said Julian of Norwich. And Meister Eckhart reminded us that we are all mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born. And Jesus asked, "Who is my mother and my brothers?" Those who do the will of God are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. And so we sing a hymn that reminds us, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?" All those who gather around Jesus Christ. Let us sing together.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Sacred source of all life, you are the Mother God who nurtures and tends each spirit, each soul, each life, be it a human, an animal, a bird, a bug, a sea creature, a flower, a tree, a blade of grass. You are the source of all life, and you nurture and nourish and tend us and help us to become all that you dream us to be. May we sense your Holy Spirit with us now as we come together to honor you and all life. Touch our hearts, encourage us, guide us, comfort us, challenge us, grow us, inspire us, we pray. All this we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, who came to show us how to love one another as you love us. Amen. We have two scripture readings today. The first is very brief, from the Gospel of Matthew. And it's a story of Jesus going around the countryside, and this is what he's up to. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God and curing every disease and every sickness. And then from the Gospel of Luke, a story about two women, a very familiar story. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But Jesus answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." A few years ago, when my daughter was a teenager, she and I were having a wee bit of an argument. I can't remember about what it was about, and neither can she. But I do remember that she ended the argument by saying, "Well, anyway, Mother, all I know is my kids are going to be way smarter than your kids." And then I said to her, "You realize, don't you, that you just insulted yourself?" She immediately realized what she had said, and we both burst out laughing. That's what it is to be a mother. Today is Mother's Day, the day we honor the good women in our lives who have loved and nurtured us into becoming our best selves. Some women have struggled to be good mothers for many reasons, and perhaps those mothers need our grace for their failings and their humanity. And other women stand out for us who maybe weren't our mothers, but have indeed done a good job of mothering us, and by doing so, have graced our lives. Today, we also recognize all those who wanted to be mothers, but circumstances precluded that experience. And so today, we honor them for the ways that they have still found to nurture and mother others in their lives. Today, we recognize there are those who may not nurture children, but who nourish and tend pets or plants or the beauty all around them. We recognize that there are many kinds of ways to be mothering. Today is also a day when we realize that our society is very gender-based and biased, and that there is perhaps too much emphasis on an individual's gender. Younger generations today are reminding us that our souls are gender neutral or non-binary, that there is great diversity of gender among us, and that if one can now choose which gender type brings them into alignment of how they view themselves, then as a people we need to support their freedom and their right to choose how to be seen and heard and understood. And so today we honor all those who identify as being woman and mothering others. Today we also celebrate other people in our lives who may not have been our mothers, but who have nourished our souls and fed us with wisdom teachings and supported us in our lives as in the life and teachings of the one we call Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, the Christ who helps us to see and understand ourselves and all of creation, that we are all offspring of the sacred source, and therefore we are all brothers and sisters. When one reads the Christian scriptures, we come to understand that Jesus was very much in tune with his feminine energy when he describes himself as a mother hen brooding over her chicks and wanting to protect us. And his follower Paul proclaimed that in Christ there is neither male nor female, but we are all one. When we look at our scriptures this morning, in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospel of Luke, we find a very well-known story for those familiar with the Christian scriptures, the story of Martha and Mary. Now, I know well that this story has plagued women for centuries. If you talk to some members of the UCW right here at Knox, they tell me that they don't like this story very much. It's always troubled them, especially if they identify more with Martha than with Mary, because at first glance, it appears that Martha, the sister who is busy serving in the kitchen, seems to be criticized by Jesus for her service. And so many women tend to resent the lazier appearing Mary a little bit, as Martha does, for sitting at the foot of Jesus, listening to his wisdom teachings and neglecting her role of service. Yet Jesus tells Mary and Martha that Mary has made the better choice and that it will not be taken from her. The difficulty with this passage is that women often split themselves off and identify either as a Martha or a Mary and feel a little resentful toward Jesus' words. They feel like a slap in the face, as did Martha in our story, if that's who we related to. But when women feel forced to choose whether they're a Martha or a Mary, we miss the whole point that Jesus was trying to make and forget the context in which Jesus spoke these words, affirming Mary and inviting Martha to be less anxious in her service. Jesus lived in a world where men were at the top of the societal hierarchy and women very close to the bottom, next to animals and children and slaves. Only men were considered intelligent enough to understand and debate and discuss the holy word of God. Women were revered in ancient culture for their role as mother, and if you were barren, the sting of that was felt and that narrative told about you for generations. Men were very much used to being served by women. And then Jesus comes along and overturns that societal hierarchy and is suggesting a redistribution of power. To the male disciples, Jesus is continually calling them to be servants, to learn how to humble and to serve one another instead of clamoring and clobbering one's way to the top of the hierarchy through money or status or race or religion. In a highly patriarchal society, you will notice Jesus is reminding the men to learn to be servants, because this is a new concept for men in Jesus' time. Jesus is very aware that women are already conditioned to serve, to nourish the family, to take care and offer hospitality to the stranger. What the women have not been allowed to do in Jesus' time is to study, to learn, to share an opinion, to offer an insight. And so he invites women to be equal followers, to be disciples of a radical rabbi who encourages equality of all people. So this story of Mary and Martha is as much good news for our time as it was for their time. because it honors both gifts of both women. The women who serve and nourish and help others to become, and the same women who love to study and learn and grow and reach their fullest potential. It isn't an either or, it's a both and. For Jesus and for all of us, for women and for men and for all genders. So today we give thanks for the good news that in the heart and mind of Jesus and of God, we are all held as equal and are called to be both learners and servants to one another in order to bring about a more compassionate and wiser and more equal kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Our second scripture today from the Gospel of Matthew reminds us that Jesus was sent into the world as we are perhaps all sent into the world with the hope of bringing good news to the earth. So I have two questions for you to ponder today. Question number one, in your mind, what is the good news that Jesus brought into the world? For some, it might be the good news that we are all, every single one of us, beloved of God. That's the good news that Jesus brought. For others, the good news might be that Jesus saves. From what is very much up for debate. Others might feel that the good news is that God intends us to establish a more just and healing society, to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Others might say that the good news of Jesus is that after death, whether we experience small or the great death, resurrection and new life and new beginnings inevitably follow. But what would you say the good news is that Jesus brings? And my second question to you is this. In the midst of all of this angst of COVID-19, where have you managed to find the good news? Where have you experienced it? I have experienced so much good news in these bad news times. I've witnessed good news in that our friend who was homeless and lived on our church property for a few months has found a home with the help of Greta, the homeless prevention worker from SOS, and she is happily creating a new life for herself. And she called to offer to volunteer with any yard work we might need at Knox as a way of thanking us for our hospitality in her time of need. There is also good news in the way that the hole over the Arctic Circle has completely closed, and you can see it from space. That without all of our pollutants and emissions, the Earth has an incredible potential for self-healing and regeneration if we only just stop our polluting. The good news is that our Earth is highly resilient, and so we need not despair in not being able to do better so that she can continue her healing. The good news is that people who come to the island and retire, or people who have been caught up in their work and have neglected relationships, we've all been finally forced to rest in this time. And so in that resting and time of renewal, we're discovering new activities and books that are life-giving. People are eating more healthily, starting to exercise, looking after our bodies more faithfully, attending to our rest and our own needs, and nurturing our relationships and making them priorities. The good news also is that we humans in general, and Canadians in particular, have discovered are highly adaptive and flexible and collaborative in learning how to do what is best for the most vulnerable in our society, and that we've managed in a very short time to flatten the curve, to bring ease to our healthcare system. The good news is that we have a government who has been sensitive to the various survival needs of individuals and businesses and communities to help sustain ourselves. There could be more help for communities of faith, but at least conversations were raised about our value and the importance that we hold in our society. And the good news is that we as a community of faith at Knox have rallied together to sort out how to care for one another via weekly phone calls, to be spiritually nurtured through virtual worship. We figured that out through deliveries, through monthly care packages to care homes, through Zoom gatherings, through careful and respectful and collaborative council meetings, through prayers and long-distance healing, through food coupons supported by the minister's discretionary fund, the work of justice still continues. I am moved by the compassion and the care and the attention the Knox folks have given to one another in this time. Some may choose not to receive it, but it has been offered nonetheless. This is truly good news, for it reminds us all that the kingdom of God is indeed among us, just like Jesus shared. People are healing. People are being cared for. Friendships are being deepened and new ones are being made. The ministries of the church continue to find ways to live out their mission, and maybe even sometimes thanks and in spite of COVID-19. Our scripture reminds us that Jesus went about the cities and the countryside sharing the good news of the kingdom of God, and people glimpsed this good news in a time overwhelmed by bad news. And so they envisioned a better world, and they joined this movement called The Way because they wanted to play an active role in creating that kingdom. And so do we. We are part of a 2,000-year-old worldwide movement. Seeds of the kingdom have always been planted, and they continue to be planted. We just have eyes to see the good news spreading among us. I would like to share with you a good news story that involves the mother of someone in our own congregation. Last year, this mother was on death's door, and so her dutiful daughter traveled to be with her to say goodbye. But the good news is that her mother rallied and she survived. Last week, her daughter tells me that this same mother, who has a very compromised immune system, went up and down the halls of her independent living place, where she has been trapped in her own apartment since March. But when she heard that the local food bank was struggling, she decided to have the courage to leave the safety of her apartment and go up and down the halls of her complex, knocking on doors every day, inviting people to make financial contributions to their local food bank. And she collected over $1,600. There she was with her 24-hour oxygen tank dragging behind her as she went door to door. Here is a woman, a mother, who has been a Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus in the United Church of Canada, learning about wisdom and compassion and justice. And here is a mother who has also been a Martha, wanting to serve others for the common good of all. So our gratitude today goes out to all the women who have been both learners and servers, and because of their learning and their grace and their compassion, have continued to bring the good news of God among us. May we say thank you to these good women. May we raise these good women. May we be these good women. The world needs this good news of the kingdom spread among us, especially today. May it be so. Amen. Now, many of you have sent in pictures celebrating mothers and grandmothers and godmothers and mentors, and Sandy has compiled those into a beautiful slideshow. But we've decided, for reasons of privacy and for ease in recording, that we're going to send out a congregational email this weekend with a link so that in your own homes you can click on that link and enjoy that slideshow of our Mother's Day tribute. So now let us turn to singing together a beautiful hymn that reminds us of our Mother and God. Mother and God. We gather in prayer now as we await the singing bowl to invite us into that inner state of peace. Let us pray. Holy Mothering God, we give thanks for all the ways you nourish us and grow us. You tend our hearts when we are sad. You surround us with your spirit when we need a comforting peace. You challenge and grow us when we need to be better. For all the ways you grow us and make us wiser and more loving and more compassionate, we give thanks. We pray this day for all those who throughout our lifetimes have mothered us, for mothers, for surrogate mothers, for grandmothers, for godmothers, for mentors, for midwives, for aunties, for sisters, for women and men who have mothered and nourished us, who have tucked us into bed as children, who have made meals, helped with homework, who have always gone the extra mile for us, who have laid down their own lives and their own agendas for the welfare of their family. For those who have worked hard to put food on the table. For those who have helped us say our prayers. For those who continue to watch over us from above and continue to send their kind thoughts and hopes and dreams for us. O God, for all these people, we give thanks. We pray this day for all those who are hurting, for all those who are suffering because of COVID-19 or for other ailments, for those who are going through treatments for cancer, for all those who are grieving, for all those who are suffering of body, mind, heart or spirit, those who are suffering from anxiety or depression in this difficult time. O God, to you we bring all broken hearts. Mother and God, to you we bring all broken hearts. All broken wings. We pray this day for all healthcare workers, for doctors and nurses, respiratory therapists, porters, for all those concerned about our health and well-being. We pray for their renewed energy. We pray this day for surgeons who will be returning to offer surgeries and healing for people. We pray for their well-being. For all those who are about our wholeness and health, we give thanks. O God, to you we bring. God, this day we pray for all governments around the world who are working to help sustain their countries and nations. We pray for all those who are out of work and longing to return to work but are afraid. We pray for safety in the workplace. We pray for all organizations and all communities, all businesses and all places of faith, that they may be communities of safety and health and well-being. We pray this day for our earth. As Mother Earth continues to heal, may we be committed to her well-being and think of creative ways and new resources and new sources of energy. May we care for all and not just for some. And we pray for our churches, for St. George's United in Courtney, especially this day, and for our own congregation of Knox. Help us to continue to be a blessing for ourselves and for this community. Help us to find ways to be truly a community that cares and shares and dares, and that lives out our values of compassion and inclusion and joy and spirituality. And now in the silence, we bring before you our other concerns, and we lift our hearts to you for healing. Mother and God, we ask that you would continue to guide us into all goodness. This we ask in the name of the one who taught us, who would follow after him, the ancient prayer of Jesus. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are reminded that there is so much good news and so much beauty on this earth. So let us sing together a heritage hymn for the beauty of the earth. Go forth this day, willing to nurture and mother all those who are in need. And as you go forth, may the deep, deep mother love of God, hold you close. And may the wisdom and the gentleness and the kindness of the Christ guide you in all you say and do. And may the Holy Spirit, that broods over the world like a mother hen her chicks, be with you this day and every day. Amen.